everybody. Well, today is our Friday program, and we're on BBS Radio again, which you should already know that. And the date today is the 4th of July, so July 4th, 2014. Oh, let's do a clearing here for people that have had a situation or something during the week, and just think of something that you fell upon or came upon you or whatever. So here we go. Just think of that particular situation, and let's see if we can clear the energy, make you feel better. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beam. So just bring it up on your monitor screen if you have that up in front of you. If you don't have it and you're just listening to us on the telephone and don't have a computer up, then you can just feel peace energy like everyone else. So it's the same thing, just that the light beam may be a little more stronger since you have a picture up on your monitor screen coming to you. So here we go, peace energy. This would be the male energy is coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll turn it over to our co-host, Cindy. So, Cindy, are you out there?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Ron. Thanks for activating the light beam and that clearing, too. And hello, everyone out there. Welcome to Paranormal Friday. We are going to be touching on Paranormal Friday topics along with some 4th of July topics. And just wanted to let you know that the overview tonight will be regarding freedom. And so if you could think about how creation lightship clearings have freed you, and then also what would you like to be free from? And I really feel like this will help. Will help everybody, but certainly help the newcomers and give us some other ideas for clearings that could help us move forward. And we're also going to review quickly just some overlap of independence information versus alien possibly, and then also keywords and phrases. So before I start, I wanted to mention that the July monthly conference call, the dates are listed on creationlightship.com now, and they do start next Saturday. And if you go to the CLS chat intro page, you'll see all the links to the conference calls, including reminders, the telephone information, and email information. Our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you prefer to send to the chat or email, either one is fine, and we're also taking calls tonight, probably about topics, and I guess Ron will kind of guide us with that, depending on what path we go through. And right now, I would like to see if Ron has any information to share before we move forward on the topics.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Ron? If I'm not mistaken, we're dealing with an event in the United States here, that was probably in, I think it's 1776. If I'm wrong, please let me know.
Which means that you're right.
Right now, we're probably back, on a timeline back then. So are we on the 1776 timeline of July 4th, and what does that mean to you, and what happened because of that timeline, okay? It might be interesting to kind of look at that, did we get our freedom, or did we, my kind of limited understanding is that there was a war debt, and they couldn't pay it because the states would not pay the war debt for 1776. Somebody else may know a little bit about that. So we actually got more enslaved, on that date. you know, from having a war debt. I believe that the initial, I think the southern states, now if I'm wrong, let me know somebody. Maybe there's some person out there that may know more about this than me, but my limited understanding is that the states did not want to, at least the southern states, did not want to pay the war debt, and so that enslaved us into the bankers in Europe. So I could be wrong there. If I am, please let me know. So instead of, you know, celebrating our freedom here, I think we're actually looking at our first enslavement. So anyway, but let's get us off that timeline, because if that's the case, Al became a slave. So if I'm wrong, please, somebody correct me. So here we go. Let's clear that timeline, because regardless, we're on that timeline now, because you're celebrating that timeline. So here we go. Releasing the timeline from you, if we possibly can here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, this is heavy. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we will have callers tonight if somebody wants to call in. So I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. The call-in number tonight for Station 2 is 1-888-429-5471. And you can find that on the CLS chat intro page also. And I do have a list of, I don't know, like 40 keywords or key phrases. But before we do that, I wondered, Ron, if we could talk about 5 interesting overlapping topics about Independence Day or dates, if you want to clear some other dates regarding the 4th of July.
Sure, let's just bring them forward. We'll do some clearing, see how it affects everybody.
Okay, on the overlap of the dates. Sorry.
So do you have a date you can bring forward?
Oh, yes, I have dates, yes. Well, we have July 2nd, which was the actual vote for independence. And for some reason, it moved forward to July 4th, but July 2nd is the actual date. And so I'm wondering if we could clear the July 2nd for that particular event.
Sure. Let's go. So here we go, everybody. So we're going back 2 days here, going into your past. So this would be your past history. So here we go. During that date, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. Back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Ron. I wanted to point out that one of the overlapping elements I found is July 2nd is called World UFO Day. And I just looked at the main topic on the website. I didn't get into detail, but it says World UFO Day, July 2nd, is a day dedicated to raising awareness for the existence of UFOs and extraterrestrial life. One can celebrate it by watching UFO movies, talking with people about the possibilities of UFOs, and I'm sure it went on and on. So I'm wondering, since the July 2nd seems to be or was significant in the past, could we clear July 2nd, 2014?
Sure. Here we go. So this will be for a couple of days ago. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And looks like the Independence Day for Canadians is July 1st. Wonder why. Ooh. Wonder what happened with them, you know? What if they got any war debts, too? So anyway, here we go. So let's clear out. We do have Canadian listeners. So we'll go back to their Independence Day. I don't know what year that would be, but the date is July 1st. Oh, here we go. We'll clear that out for them. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so everybody, let's see if you're feeling your freedom here. Let's maybe look at some other dates that could be associated with this here. Is there any other date that would be there? Any other dates you think of, Cindy?
Sure. Sorry to interrupt you there, but I've listed out a couple. July 4th, 1777 was when Philadelphia held the first annual commemoration of Independence Day.
Okay, we could clear that one then a year later to get us off that timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. And because I'm in the now, I can't remember the first clearing that you did for us, but I did notice that July 4th, 2014 is the 238th anniversary. Did you already clear July 4th, 2014
last? I don't know.
Could
we
do it again?
I just don't remember. Here we go.
I don't either.
Two. Maybe somebody out there may. If not, it's okay. We're all in the moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. So if anyone else has a date in mind, just go ahead and put it in the chat or send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Did you have any other dates that you thought of before we go into the overlapping info?
Not exactly. I know we have April 15th where they have to balance the books, you know, for the bankruptcy of the United States. You know, that's been going on for quite a while. I don't know exactly when it happened, but that's, the Treasury Department, has to balance the books on, I guess they picked that date for some reason. So, I could probably try clearing that date, see if that helps everybody. Well, I guess it's April 15th. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I don't know if that'll relate to this here, but it might be kind of similar, you know, for what's happening. So, do you have any callers out there? I just wonder if we have any callers that have felt the energy shifting as we're clearing stuff, you know, from the distant past here. So we'll see. What I could do is I'll do a clearing. This is more for people living back then who, you know, possibly had their relatives killed during the, you know, this war here. So let's release those energies, because you could have some entities that have body hopped since that time, and maybe they'll get cleared out also. So here we go. Remember, if you're living in 1776, you know, you were probably fighting, you know. A lot of songs about that and stuff, you know, and a lot of history there. So here we go. So if you did lose a loved one, we'll just put us back to 1776, or maybe you lost your whole family in that war. We'll clear that, see if we can help you out. I don't know how far it can go for you, but may have some relief you didn't even know that you had bothering you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four. Oh, something's happening. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's do a clearing here for slavery. That's always, you know, a big one. So here we go. A slavery clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Another slavery clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if Cindy's there. You there, Cindy? It's like BBS is calling. I think I'm still online. So let's do another clearing here. And let's do one for regret. That's a big one. So here we go. Regret clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the regret clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's do one. We talked about the alien day, you know, on the 2nd. So are we a slave to aliens? So let's go into that, because we did bring up that topic. So here we go. See if we can release some of those energetic cords. We do have a lot of those free clearings up on the left side of the website. You know, alien remote viewers and different things like that. But let's see if we can release some of that slavery stuff from the aliens. And they can still be physical. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if Cindy's out there. So you out there, Cindy?
Well, I am back. Thank you. So I missed what you said because I couldn't hear the show. So I'll just carry on, and if I'm duplicating, just let me know. I had a few topics that I thought were interesting overlaps potentially, and curious if anyone out there has seen some other comparisons. First of all, I noted alien gods versus the Declaration of Independence, because the intent was to have July be celebrated by succeeding generations and commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. So I just felt like there was a connection there. Then also World UFO Day, which is July 2nd, and the people celebrating that, and then the original vote for independence on July 2nd, which we already mentioned. Third overlap, the phrase "let freedom ring" versus echoing or looping continuous, like through generations and through our minds, which we'll talk about with our clearings. And holiday versus holy day.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
So, was there any clearing that you wanted to do for that before we move forward, Ron?
Yeah. We'll do the holiday and holy day. So here we go.
Okay.
So, and we have a caller on. We'll get to the caller in about 1 minute here. So we'll do the clearing here.
Thanks.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, boy, those keywords are pretty close. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see, that's helped you, everybody. We have a caller on, so are you out there, caller?
Hi, yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Cindy. This is Janice. You asked for a caller, and I was just thought I would call and share that I am really feeling these clearings a lot. My head is rocking and rolling with them. So it's wonderful to have these clearings, and you guys are offering such a great topic tonight, especially what you just said, Cindy. I'm trying to remember this other thing that I was calling in for to share. But what you just said just kind of like blew me away of how all this is like connecting and how people are so mind controlled to think that the holiday is just about going and watching fireworks and having family picnics and, you know, all this underneath stuff is going on. It kind of reminded me of this movie that I watched quite a long time ago, and I was wondering if you guys have seen it. It's called Dudley Do-Right, and I believe Brandon Fraser was like the star of it. Have you guys seen it? He played a Canadian Mountie.
I don't know if I saw it or not. I remember it rings a bell, but is that a really, really old one?
It's pretty old, Ron. It's pretty old, but I want to say I'm thinking I might have seen it for the first time maybe about 14 years ago or something. Yeah, it's pretty old. But what the theme of the movie was is, you know, this Canadian monkey was a good person, and the dark side, you know, the Dudley Do-Right, the other guy who, you know, dressed in black, and he was the dark side, and he took over the town, and everybody started praising him, and they turned this county, this Canadian Mountie, into a bad guy. And, you know, they did the flip-flop on him, and it just kind of, when I saw it, it just kind of related to me a lot, because I was always the one who was, like, you know, bucking the system and not going with the flow of things. And so I always felt like I was the good guy, but everybody would look at me negatively and look at me bad because I didn't follow the same programs that they did. So I just wanted to share that. I just thought with all this information that you guys are sharing on this program is that all the negative things that were happening, but in nowadays times, it's like this big, wonderful day to celebrate, and nobody really is connecting with the darkness of it all. So I don't know. That's what I wanted to share tonight.
Great. Thank you so much, Janice. That's a very good point. And I guess we are kind of old into it. Ron, is it in our DNA? Is there a clearing that we can do for that? I know it's probably bigger than a bread box.
But. Yeah, it's... Well, I don't know what else. I try to clear away for the people out listening, you know, the loss of a loved one. Let's see here. Boy.
Well, like, how about being misunderstood? If you are, you know, like you even said the other night on one of your shows, Ron, that people call you the doom and gloom person because you speak the truth of what's really happening on the planet. And if you're not the person who is, you know, if you are the person who's bucking the system because you can see through the lines of it, you know, you were kind of always mislabeled as being misunderstood. I don't know if there's anything out there that could help that or not. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, let's do a clearing, part of the clearing for the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. Well, that would be a good one for people. So what we'll do is enter into that. Just like you had it on your computer, and it put the year, 1776, 1777, you know, and here we go. So, releasing this energy from you, restored in your DNA. You may not know what went on then. You know, I'm sure you don't remember. So here we go. So one, mm-hmm. Releasing this from you. Two, we'll do 76 first. So one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Since I mentioned 76, I know we had a gas station called 76. I just wonder if that relates to that at all. I don't know.
Could we add 1775 also, Ron?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. So I'm just curious of that, you know. You guys can do your own research, you know, on that. Kind of interesting. Why it would be called 76. Anyway, now here we go. So now we'll go to 75 to release you out of that particular situation, whatever was connected to that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, heavy, 2, 3, we're probably in the war energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll go to 77, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I think also maybe back then, if you're living, there was the blue coats and what was it, the gray coats, and then the British or the red coats. Am I correct on that, Cindy? You a history major?
I'm not, but I think Larry might be. On our chat, he's mentioning some different historical events.
Yeah, well,
I think it's blue and gray.
I know we had the grays. Interesting how it'd be gray, huh? But the south, I think, was gray, right? And the blues were north, correct? I believe. So let's do the blues, the north, the northern people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I guess it's the gray coats. So here we go. You know, the Union and the Confederates, right? So here we go. Gray coats, releasing that energy. Imagine if you were living, you know, back then and you saw, maybe you were, you know, from the north wearing the blue, I guess, and you saw somebody wearing the gray uniform. That would probably, I imagine, push your buttons and you'd want to shoot them, you know? So here we go. And vice versa. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's, I guess, red coats. I remember hearing that. So it would be the British. Is that correct,
right,
you guys?
I believe so.
Okay, so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, everybody, hopefully that may help you with your DNA clearing here. If any of these things make you hot or upset, or maybe all of a sudden you get angry for no reason, then you may want to look for a clearing that we have to release this stuff out of you. Because this is quite interesting to do a show on those dates. So, and what it means, to you if you were living back then, you know. So I think I'll do one for, what's that song, the Carol Dixie Down or something? I don't know. I think Joan Baez sang it, maybe other people, but it was a song about the South, how the North took down the South, in a sense. But you could hear the words of the song. But let's do that, because maybe there's a lot of energy. If you were living back then and in the South, and the North came in and ravaged, pillaged your place, you know, and took everything. And this is not that that's a bad thing I'm saying, not to be in judgment, but, you know, you would probably be in judgment. And, you know, if you're living in the South right now and you have heritage there for, you know, hundreds of years, we'll say, you may feel that the North did you guys improperly or bad, because maybe you lost your plantation or something. Maybe, you know, you're one of those people that could have happened to. So I'm just looking at situations. That's what I'm trying to do here, is help everybody for situations. And then the flip side of that, maybe you were a northerner and you had guilt, okay, about doing all this stuff. It didn't seem right to you. So we'll clear them both at one time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, remember, you're probably going to be one of those, you know, one or the other. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I don't know what else we can do to help people back then when we were, you know, having that situation with the wars. So anyway, we could do one for maybe for people, you know, so we could do that from the past. So if you had a problem with being enslaved or something or whatever, just enslavement, let's do that one. So being a slave. So 1, 2, and it could go all different ways. So you don't have to be out there, you know, in the cotton fields or something. You know, enslavement goes all different ways. So 1, 2, 3, 4, releasing this, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this enslavement from back then could be coming around in you, you know, in this lifetime. It could be recycling in you. So just know that that could be a reason why you might be feeling uncomfortable right now. So I guess back to you, Cindy. And another caller would be great, too, if somebody else is out there feeling the energies. That would be great. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Ron. Sorry to interrupt you. We do have several comments and emails, and then I do have updates on the 76, so I'll jump into that. Union 76 created 100 years ago, and their top or their motto was "Go with the spirit of 76." So that's very interesting that you would bring that up. Also, we do have two similar requests for healings, and it's regarding our birth certificates being used by the bankers as collateral to create money into existence, and also the attachment of the declaration or to the declaration and other USA institutions, the pledge, money, etc., regarding God. So is there a clearing that we could do about our birth certificates and God being related to the money and pledging information?
I can run the energy. I'll have you people decide how you that one. So here we go.
Okay.
One, over here, an echo. I don't know where it's coming from, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you want another clearing kind of related to that, in case there's a couple ones there, we'll do that now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I guess back to you, Cindy. Let's see if we have anything. We got maybe 15 minutes to go here.
Right.
Do you have anything that's interesting question from the fast chat or one that we had from emails?
Well, first of all, you're right. We're running out of time, so everyone be sure and check the CLS chat intro page for the links to creationlightship.com and in regarding to the July monthly call starting next week. And we do have a couple of emails, and let's see here, in regard to July 4th, I'm just going to summarize the title, Brilliant Pinpoints and Paranormal for July 14, 2014. There's some other miscellaneous questions that I think that we can delve into later. It's quite extensive. And we do have a listener that emailed saying that traditionally Independence Day is a day that he would stay away from crowds, just stay at home. He's celebrating my spirit's free will and free choice and my independence from aliens. They need us, but we don't need them, and that's self-empowerment, and you're right on about that. And Ron and Christian Lightship certainly have offered multiple clearings to help us self-empower. Also, the listener mentioned spent all day studying music, creating songs, and was in deep peace because he has a musical spirit. And thank you to Ron and Creation Lightship. The clearings are helping me get my musical abilities back and to go out and generate an income, which I enjoy. How do I spell relief? CLS. Signed, a longtime listener, so there you go, Ron. That was cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
Wow. Yes, very nice. Well, we are running out of time, and I had 43 keywords and phrases listed, and we're obviously not going to have time for those. So if anybody is curious about those, tell me, or maybe we can review it next Friday. It sounds like we have a caller on the line. Caller, please share your name.
Hello?
Please share your name.
Michael.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Hi. I just had a question for Ron. I guess this relates to paranormal things. I recently saw one of the movies about timelines. I think it was called, I forget the name of it, but it was a recent one with Tom Cruise. And I had a question about go ahead.
I did see that movie after you mentioned it, yes.
Oh, yeah. I had a question about how in the movie it kind of just affected me with the idea that it seemed like they were kind of trying, Hollywood was trying to justify people being taken back on timelines and then training over again. And, you know, each timeline he got pulled back on, he got a new skill on how to use the weapon and defeat the aliens. And it slowly started to, at least what I felt, was the audience was starting to, you know, harmonize and justify with going back over a problem over and over again and getting better. And then, you know, earlier, the clearing you did for July 4th, you know, you were saying something about slavery and, you know, putting us back on that timeline and just reliving the situation. And I just thought that was an interesting correlation that I saw in the movie sort of kind of like a theme of, I wouldn't say karma, but like learning something over and over again and getting really, really good at it and trying to justify putting people on these timelines so you never forget type of thing. I was just wondering, what do you take from that?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, yeah. So what they're doing in the movie, they're just showing you how the dark side can copy and paste you, okay? If you just look at that, and you get copy and pasted, in the movie, I think each time he got killed, he got brought back to have this experience over again, and somehow he managed to have memory of what happened. So each time he got better and better. Well, darkness doesn't do that, but they do copy and paste you over and over and over again, which is kind of what I was seeing as a theme to everybody's life. You know, may not be the same scenario happening week after week, or like in the movie, it'd be within a day or two. So you may be having a copy and paste of an occurrence that happened, let's just say, every 2 years. You know, you have an anniversary date of something, and sure enough, you experience it over again. Did you learn from the last one? Well, maybe a little bit, but maybe they give you a different twist on it, you know? So that's kind of what I saw that was about. Went a little sideways. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they saw the movie, and they somehow are active in the time-traveling soldiers. This person saw the movie, and they actually saw it, and then they threw up afterwards as they saw the aliens that were in the movie that they were fighting. It upset them greatly to actually have a physical visual in a movie that they believe they saw out there fighting, okay? Oh, that's quite interesting. And you know that the spine stuff that was in the movie too, you know, that was put on people. So, so the movie to me is about timelines. Going back over them again. And each time they're trying to get rid of the aliens, okay? And they showed that they could probably succeed at this year. But remember, if they keep giving you more and more timelines like we're experiencing daily here, I think the timelines are less and less, but they're still out there, okay? So by that token, it may be getting different. I'm still waiting to see the Earth with the rainforest here all over the planet, where it's very, very beautiful, where this hologram that we're living in, probably most people are living in, except for the ones that can go into the real timeline of the Earth, let's put it that way. We're in this artificially created alien timeline living on Earth, maybe that superimposed over the original beautiful Earth, okay? Oh, I'm waiting to see that go away. Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing is timeline. So imagine if you look back at most of the movies, the deal with sci-fi, look at it as timeline. What are they doing with timelines in this movie? Oh, they're bringing it forward, because this one is very blatant. That is a timeline being, and they even talk about timelines. They use the word timeline. So I go, wow, that's really great. You know, maybe they've been hearing our shows here. So anyway, I guess back to you, Michael. I know our time's getting really, only got a few minutes here if you want to comment on something.
Yeah, I just had one quick question. You know, I always wanted to ask you this ever since I heard the word timeline. You know, in the past, I used to research a lot about, the Earth being a prison planet. And one thing that I heard was that they use this technology to get people and do everything else. And I was wondering, is light able to basically, like, timeline crash their use of this time technology so that whatever alien race who invented it first would never be able to use it again? Will we be able to, like, just find the point where they first learned how to do what they did and wipe it off?
Well, I'm working sort of on that, in a sense, so trying to go back through different alien races and find out, you know, what alien race is doing it right now, and then what, who, you know, is controlling, I'm using what and who, is controlling that race, and trying to go back throughout their time and their timelines to maybe get the original energy. So that's what I'm doing, is going back, try to figure out what that is. And well, I would like to think that I would be successful with that, to get rid of this stuff here. Remember, the light only works in the now, so that's the way things are. But I am doing that, trying to figure out what's going on. That's why I brought up stuff tonight on 1776 on timelines. That's affecting you now. So, you have to go back even further. Well, maybe what happened in some other year of 76. That's why I brought up 76, because it's kind of interesting. Something happened in 1076 or 976 that might relate to 1776. Well, I don't know. You know. Anyway, going back is. Find out where it started from, and you're correct at that. Whether or not, you know, I'm able to do that successfully or not, I don't know, but that's where I'm working. Thank you for calling.
Well, that's great to hear, because
I guess our show is about ready to close here. Well, tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same time, same station, Station 2 on BBS. And we'll be going to the Light Ship. And you could close the program if you'd like, Cindy, so go ahead.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for all the great information and clearings. And thanks, listeners. We didn't get to your comments or all of the emails, so maybe we can flow that over to Friday night. So thank you very much. I just posted quite a few clearings to research on creationlightship.com. And thank you very much. Be sure and check out the July conference call starting next Saturday and Sunday. And I thank you again. Have a great night.
Blessings, everybody. Good night.